Hello? Hello?
Hey, Robin, can you hear me?
Yeah, what happened?
I have no idea. I was like, did Robert hang up on me? We're having a great conversation.
Yeah, and then I tried calling the number back and it went to all this other stuff.
Oh, you got to punch in my extension. I'm at 4574, so it's going to take you to our directory because that's our
One
customer service hotline. And then once you get to the
extension is 4574.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to get to you, right? We were just talking about the rep, right? So when it comes down to your rep, I want to explain a few things to you about that. Now, I'm always your rep. I'm your point of contact. I'm also the director here in charge of the state. So you have my direct extension to my desk. I'm here Monday through Friday. That's 9 to 6, right? Now, when it comes down to customer service, you also have customer service available to you 24/7. That's not a problem as well. When it comes down to account setup, you will be talking to a couple of different people, but here's why. As an Inc. 500 company, we have a dedicated team for every single area. So when you're going to the geofencing, you know, all that good stuff, you're going to be with the mapping coordinator, which is setting up the maps, the keywords, the geofences, all that good stuff, right? Those guys are specially trained by Google to get the job done. They're the only ones that handle it. When you go to website, you'll speak with like our web design team whenever you're talking about designs or changes, things like that, right? Now, with our web design team, they're also only dedicated to building and servicing the websites for our customers. So that's why you would talk to them at that point. Any concerns, anything you need, any updates, changes, things like that, you're more than welcome to call me at my desk, right? Or get a hold of your contact, customer service, and they'd be able to help you the same way. But for any reason at all, I'm always your point of contact. I'm your account representative and the account lead. So I'd be the one handling you from here on out, Rob.
Which I'm sorry, I was really because I forgot your name because you said at the beginning.
At the very beginning, yeah. And no worries. I have your name right in front of me, right? So it's easier for me to remember. My name's David. It's nice to meet you, Robert.
Nice to meet you, David. And this is the number at 412-941-9003, extension 4574.
7-4. That's right. And the phone calls, once you sign up with us, the phone calls, they'll be coming from our 877 number. So it's 877-635-6225. You'd also be able to call that 877 number for your 24/7 customer service. And even if you want to get a hold of me at extension 4574, you can call the 877, punch in extension 4574. We're off and running, right?
877, what's the rest of it? Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. 635.
Okay.
6225.
All right. Cool. Now, I do, have a iPad that I really don't like to use. But obviously for like the Angie
There's certain
app
things you
stuff,
have to nowadays. I hear you.
but I do not have it with me at all times. I only have it on, when my girlfriend gets home, I can turn the Wi-Fi hotspot on and we'll, look at all the stuff that, emails, banking, all that type of stuff. I pretty much try
Yeah.
to do it all at once and then I go back into the real world. So
Yeah.
it's a it's kind of that's kind of how I'd like to manage this as well, where I kind of check up on it maybe in the morning and then later on in the evening. Do you guys have like an app that I use or do I like have
Absolutely.
a zone?
You would what you would do is you download our local Splash app, right? That'll have everything in there. If you take, any pictures while you're at work or anything like that, all you do is just upload them right in there. You know what I mean? And we have access to them. We're able to put them on your websites. We're able to put them on your social medias. We're able to update straight from there, right? So that's super simple as well as super convenient for our business owners because it's everything in one place. You'll see your keywords. You can change any keywords or phrases that you may see. Hey, you know what? This one's been working well for me. This one, I haven't got so many hits. Let's try this keyword or phrase. You're more than welcome to change that out. And if you don't want to do it, you just give us a call and say, hey, change this keyword for me. We change it for you seamlessly. No big deal. at any time of day of the night, we're able to do it.
Okay, and the one thing that you were saying that you guys kind of manage the Facebook stuff. So
that's right.
This is something that I deleted all, you know, social media a couple of years ago, but in order to create this, business page, I had to create a personal page first and then like add this like, you know, pages, it says. It's like it's like a separate page.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys would need access to my personal Facebook stuff to log into that, or do you guys have another way of doing it?
That's a good question, right? And the way that works is, and quite frankly and honestly, no, we would not have access to your main business, not your maybe to your main profile, which would be your personal profile. Because what happens is when you log into the local Splash app, it'll ask you, do you have a Facebook business profile? You put yes. And then once you log in, it'll see that your phone's already logged in or your iPad, whatever. It'll ask you, which one would you like to grant access to? And you're able to click on your business profile. And then it'll say, would you like to place Local Splash as a manager for your business profile? You place yes. That'll be the only place that we'll have access to be able to go in there or make any updates or anything like that. We wouldn't be able to see anything on the personal side, log in or make any changes at all. I mean, we wouldn't have access to it because it only gives us avenue only to the page.
Okay, cool. That's something that I always was like kind of confused on. And
does that work? Yeah, and it links in with the app.
Cool. Okay. Well, I definitely like this. This helped me get to my goal a lot quicker.
For sure. I mean, it's going to expedite that process because what it's going to do is expedite the customers getting to you, right? We're going to be able to double that avenue, and not just with Google. I mean, with social media, with directories, you know, with everything else involved, we're really making sure we leave a solid mark.
Well, you do know my rule about not signing up for anything impulsively. So you at least allow me 48 hours to call you back because I have a rule.
Oh, you got a rule?
I have a rule. I can't impulsively buy anything.
Okay, I hear you.
You at least got to give me like a day or two to process everything. I know it's a weird rule, but it's helped me save money in my entire minimalism journey, and it's one of the rules of minimalism that I follow.
Everybody, you know, we have our own rules that we go by, you know, when it comes down to our businesses, and not just that, I mean, obviously our lifestyle, right, the way we like to live and make purchases and do different things, right? So I get it, Rob. That's not a problem. Like I said, we've been around for 20 years, and I'm here to help you whenever you're ready to be helped. Now, I just, you know, want to make a couple of things, you know, set a couple of expectations, right, for our next phone call. Now, on our next phone call, it'd be great if I'm still able to help you with this listing and all the features that are encompassed with it. If for any reason that listing is not available, like if it gets filled, what we would do is our conversation would change just a little bit to Google Ads. Does that make sense? Because those are available at any time, right? Google Ads can always be run. They are found at the top of the page as well. The only difference is they're not encompassed with, you know, the other features, the directory listings, the social media, you know, the website. Those actually come with the listing itself on the local map section. The way Google Ads works is you would place a budget on your ad space, right? So you would start with like all of them start at $300 budget. So say you said, hey, you know what? We can do a $300 budget and let's start there. So as you're getting your clicks, as you're getting your customers coming through to you, that budget starts to run out, right? One customer at a time. And then once the budget runs out, you no longer appear in the first page section until you re-up the budget. Does that make sense?
So that would guarantee you on the first page, but it's a pay per lead?
That's right. That's right. Now, both of these are going to find, you're going to find yourself in first page placement. The only difference is with the Google Ads, you're on a budget versus the local map section, it's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks at a flat rate with some other features encompassed, because they want to make sure that on that first page you're found with websites and things like that. So you're not charged extra for them. Our companies, you know, they just build them out for you. So that's kind of the difference in, you know, the two packages. And well, that's the only thing, like I said, they talk about when they talk about exclusivity is the local maps, because of the actual features and the unlimited part of it. That kind of makes sense, right?
So what, so this, you know, map type of package, I guess we'll call it, versus the...
That's exactly what, it's a listing. Yeah, it's a map listing.
So you're saying somebody has to come off the map listing in the landscaping industry in order for me to be able to have one there?
Yeah, you or anybody else. That's right. So the way that it works is, say, okay, every zip code is going to have different industries that are registered within the Google network, right? So for your industry, you're going to have so many first page listings available on the Google network. Now, what Google does is they have a team that will generate the list of potential businesses in the area, which you're a newer business. Now, you are a potential business that may be pre-qualified, right? So they send out those list of businesses to their 40 partners. There's only 40 companies across the nation who are actual partners. So we all get these lists, right? They're sent out weekly, sometimes every 2 days, every 48 hours, right? Depending on how these listings are popping and going. So with that being said, once one of them comes available in the area, all of the partners will start calling out into the different areas, depending on where they're at. Right now, we're in this area. They may be calling the same area. Who knows? But once they fill it, all the partners are notified. This listing has been filled. These are the ones that are still available. So we all compete to fill these listings. Does that make sense?
Once
we fill it, we close the category, and we can't work with anybody else in your service industry that does what you do within that radius. That goes for all the other partners. So when you look on your first page here, you're going to see like Local Roots Landscaping, Grass Girl Lawn Care, and TMS Lawn Care. These guys, they're not working with our company. I can tell you that right now. I can't tell you who they are working for, but it's one of our other 40 partners, right? So with that other opening that's in this area, we're looking to fill that. Now this one, because of the high profitability, it usually closes in about 5 to 6 calls. I can't even tell you when the last time this one opened. Hold on. Okay, let's search it. So the last time we were working this area for a lawn services was 26 months ago, right? So sometimes these guys, I don't know, it doesn't tell me how long he was with us, right? It just says that the last time the listing was available was 26 months ago. But I will say that a lot of times when these customers come off, sometimes they have a goal like you did, or a lot of times there is also instances where there's changes in ownership, there's changes in, you know, board members, or somebody just passes away and the company closes, right? So a listing opens up, nobody takes over the company, and we just continue moving in the area. So that's kind of how that one works. But yes, you're absolutely right. It is a listing, and that's kind of how we're filling them.
Shit.
I know it's tough. It's tough because of morals and that. But like I said, we're performance based. So you and I are going to continue to have conversations whether you decide to go with us, you know, today or not. So I just like to always set the expectation. So when we're having conversations, we've already kind of covered everything, right? I mean, hence, we've been on a very long phone call. You know what I mean?
No,
I knew from out
no,
the gate.
I definitely want to sign up now because I don't want someone to take this.
To take that spot. Yeah, I know. That's what makes it tough. But I can tell you, when business owners and they talk about these things, you always want to say investment, not purchase, right? Because if it's marketing and it's not making you money, it made no sense. And that's not something that we're here to do. We're here to make sure that it makes you money. We're here to make sure you come back with us, because 90% retention ratio, that means a lot to us. I mean, we really care about keeping our customers as long as we can, right? So if we can keep you on board for 4 months, 5 months, and you hit your goal, we did our job, because we helped you hit your goal. You stayed here with us for the entirety until your goal was met. You know what I mean? And who knows? You may just be liking it so much, you say, dude, this thing just pays for itself every single month. I don't even care. just take my money. That's literally what business owners come to with these packages. That's literally where I'm at with so many of my guys. They're like, dude, it pays for itself, man. You know, thank you for signing us up.
All right. Well, I guess go grab my card.
Before we do that, right, before I take any card info, like I said, I'm very thorough. I make sure that, you know, you really understand that we're always on the same page. What we do is we do a voice verification, right? Now, what this does, it's going to outline your program, and it's going to talk about your pricing. It'll go over the cancellation details that I told you about the 3 days before. Obviously, you'll state your name, your business, things like that. But really what we're doing is we're making sure that you have a firm understanding before I even take any of your card info. I just want you to really know how it all works, understand your payment, the price. If you have any questions, you just slow me down and say, hey, Dave, can you rephrase that for me, and I'll review it and clarify it for you. That sounds fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that, right? And then at the very end, you know, we'll come back, and then we'll, if we continue to go forward, we'll continue to go forward. But I'd like to touch base with you here on this voice verification. So before I take the card info, we'll go ahead and get started. Sound good, love?
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, what we'll do is we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking through, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and let me know so I'll review and clarify. Do me a favor, Robert. Please state the name of your business.
Solar Landscaping.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Friel, owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing list account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Robert, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay. What would that be?
Zoe.
Zoe.
Z-O-E.
Z-O-E. Gotcha. There was a show back in the day, like on Disney Channel, I forget. Zoe something. Anyways, we'll keep going. Here we go. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Phone calls are preferred.
That's
emails. Yeah, emails are probably within 24 to 48 hour response time. That's my estimate. But phone calls are instant.
Yeah, I will say what we do is I have a profile preference on how you like to be contacted. So I'll put down phone call.
Thanks.
It'll go phone call and then email second for sure. All right. Now, calls, they do come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
So basically, if anybody else calls you and they say, hey, Rob, I can help you out with these services, it's going to be, you know, some digital marketing, yada, yada, give me a call first. First thing I want to do is make sure you're not being scammed. Second thing I want to do is make sure that they're not going to hurt any of the algorithms or any of the things that we already have in place for you. I don't want you to have to pay for something twice that we're already doing, or at the same time have somebody go in and start messing with the algorithm that we have already set for your business online. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you guys are okay with the fact that I use Angie, right?
For sure. Angie's in the directory, and that's definitely not a problem, right? So they're going to have you, you know, listed in their library, and we're going to take care of all your algorithm needs when it comes down to, you know, Google, Bing, Apple, all these other assets.
Okay.
All righty. So now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives your required business documents in a timely manner. Now, these may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Now, what I will say for your business, what you'd be looking at is a picture of like your truck, trailer, tools, your equipment, maybe a business card. They can have you take a video of the truck, trailer, and equipment. If you have license and insurance, great for your industry and your area. It's not required. So you can still have your Google Business profile activated and verified with those other ways that I mentioned. Would that work for you?
Yeah.
Great. So now we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. A failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame, it may result in delays or suspension of an account. Now, not with us, we mean suspension of a Google Business profile, because that does happen to business owners when they go try to set things up by themselves. It's not done properly. So what we do is we make sure that we take every step that's done properly to where that never happens to you. We don't want you to fall into a suspension status with your Google Business profile, because it's going to affect your revenue, right? So that's one of the main benefits of having a company like us power you, right? Now, do you agree to these items within 7 days?
Can I get a little longer than that because of my, what's the word, technology displacement?
Constraints? Like your constraints, right? Because you know you have a whole lot of technology stuff. How long would you need?
Could I, just because of fear of suspension and, you know, the start of our relationship, could I get 14 days?
Okay. Okay. So look, here's the thing. We can do 14 days, but I want you to understand.
I will try to get it a lot sooner. I'm looking at this week with the weather, and it's in your favor of getting the documents probably Wednesday because it's 90% and it's a lot of.
That'd be great. And look, in all honesty, even on your flip phone or your iPad, where you're gonna have your app.
Yeah.
Go. I don't know if you have your truck and trailer with you. You do, you don't, right? But
I have pictures of all my stuff because I'm pretty prideful of my stuff.
Yeah, just send it over through the iPad, right? Picture of your business card. Send that one over. You know, it'll take you 1 to 2 minutes, and it's going to help so much with being able to get your profile verified and get you to the first page sooner than the 45-day mark, right? So the sooner we get it, the sooner I can get that ball rolling.
Here's what I'll get. I know I can get quick to you.
Okay.
I can get a picture of trailer, truck, equipment, business cards, yard signs, shirts, hoodies, pictures of before and after, pictures of work. I can get you a picture of some of my hardscape work, some of my hedge trimming work. I can get you pictures of my legal Zoom document stuff for the formation of the business. I can get you my progressive proof of insurance. It's like a document that tells me like $1 million liability something. I don't know. I don't really pay a lot for insurance because I don't do a whole lot of services. I'm insured. I don't have my contractor's license, but you don't need it to landscape in the state of Pennsylvania. I might still acquire it. Is that something you guys would be interested in, makes me look better?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, when you have those things, I mean, we put them front and fore center, right? I mean, those are definitely things that we want our customers to know. Hey, you have somebody that if he, you know, they're weed eating and a rock flies up and pops your window, they're there to take care of you, right?
Well, I've actually done that, but I just went.
I know it.
I
know
it.
It happens, brother.
I bought the exact door. I bought the exact trim and installed it for this lady because I weed whacked and hit a rock right through her storm door. Oh, I felt like crap.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, man. It's a danger of the business, right? I mean, you just. It's happened here at my house too with my guy. And look, I said 8 years, man, and he's been with me. I continue to go. It happens. We understand, right? I mean, shoot, I've cut my own grass and it happens. I mean, things happen, but I mean, he's a good guy. Like I said, you know, he took care of me the same way. I mean, no big deal. It wasn't like I was on him. Hey, do it right now. Hey, dude, look, I understand, man. It's an accident. You know, I know you got yards to get to, you know, we'll get to it. You know what I mean? And he did. He took care of me, and he's still my guy. You know, he'll always be my guy. I recommend him to everybody.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right. So now that we got past that part, we'll continue. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 26, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, keep in mind the Local Spaces International. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All righty. So that takes care of that one. So that one will go out in writing to you with your initial invoice. That way you have it on file. All right. Now, Robert, what's your last name?
Friel. F-R-I-E-L.
Friel. Okay. Robert Friel. Now, Robert, what are your hours of operation that we're going to be listing for the first page of Google? What are we doing Monday through Friday? Or is it the same on weekends?
7 a.m.
Okay.
To 7 p.m.
Okay. And weekends?
Same.
Okay. Are you working Sunday? Or are we closed on Sundays? What are we doing?
No, I'm open.
Okay, so 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7.
Yes.
Okay. Now, talk to me about your services. I'm going to need a list of your entire scope of services, right? So, obviously, we have lawn care and landscaping. Those are going to be our two main categories. Now, talk to me about any subcategories. I mean, are you guys doing, like, bush installations, like small bushes, small trees, plant installations in your landscaping?
No,
are we doing hardscaping, tree trimming?
So we offer, you know, weekly and biweekly lawn care. We offer mulch installations, hedge trimmings, and yard cleanouts. Big time leaf removals in this area. We have no woods to blow the leaves in, and the city only picks up 2 times a year, once in the spring, once in the fall, and you're limited to 5 brown Home Depot bags, which don't do shit for your yard.
Yeah, I was going
to say.
My dad used to make me pick up every leaf out of my yard.
That it is a mess here in the city.
You don't understand, brother. Every leaf out of my yard, every day, like literally all spring and fall, I'd be out there with a trash bag and I couldn't go hang out with my friends till it was done. So I feel the pain.
It's definitely something that I'm set up for. And, you know, we are set up in the city. So, well, even when you talk about these bigger landscape companies like Local Roots and honestly any other landscaper in the city, other than solar landscaping, because we have some custom features to our trucks and we use trucks that nobody else uses. So we are actually able to, you know, bag every yard of yard clippings. It's an Isuzu NPR dump truck that's not even longer than, you know, 17 and a half feet. And I don't pull a trailer. I use a cargo carrier. And that allows me to be able to parallel park my dump truck, where other, like Local Roots, I've seen them park 3 blocks away from a lawn they had to cut. And I'm not joking. 3 blocks away. 'Cause they pull up in a Ford F, you know, 350, extended cab, long wheelbase bed, and then they got a 20-foot trailer behind that, and it's like it's just insane to me. So even when you say
those are the top cut guys I was talking about in my area, that's how they pull up, and I don't want that at my house.
No, it's insane. I pull up real small, real tight and compact, and real professional. I have a very good looking truck. It's not, you know, not everybody's cup of tea, but it's really professional looking. And I definitely operate very quiet, small, and, you know, efficient, very quick too, in and out, because of the setup that I have. I can get my equipment off my truck after I turn the key out of the ignition. I do it in under 60 seconds. I have an unload time of my mower, my weed whacker, my, blower, and my batteries and extra string if I need it is done in literally under 60 seconds. It could probably be done in under 30 if I rushed it, but,
yeah.
It's definitely purposefully built for, the city. It has a better turning radius than my girlfriend's hatchback, which is, you know, 3 feet shorter.
I was going to say, yeah, there's got to be a tight turning radius for sure.
Oh yeah, it's a cab over, so it has like the steering wheel right above the wheel. So when you turn it, you can literally almost turn it full 360.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. But there it is. Like, they're normally used for box trucks. I just stripped it down and put a small dump body and toolbox on it, so I can have all my equipment just right there.
Nice. Well, that's good and that's efficient, right? And that's how we got to work, especially to make money. Now, look, I'm going to continue giving you as much advice as I can, right? As I'm looking through your business, I'm looking through all the info. We want to grow. I mean, this is what I'm here to do, right? So I see stonework. First thing I want to talk about is I see stonework on your Home Advisor. Talk to me about your stonework. Is that like hardscaping or those like pavers or those, you know what I mean?
It's so I do anything. You can write down retaining walls under 50 square foot.
Okay.
And retaining wall material preferred is natural stone because I am a natural stone mason. I grew up doing that. I've done it since I was literally 8 years old. Wow. That is my primary trade. It's not what I want to do full time though. So that's why I really like landscaping and cutting grass. And I want to build up to 3 days of grass cutting, a day or two of, you know, clean out mulch and stuff like that. And then if I can get a small retaining wall under 50 square foot or a small, patio under, you know, 150 square foot, you know, that's more or less my scope of work. I try to do things, that I can manage by myself and not kill myself in doing it. So, if, you know, I do get contacted for stuff outside of my scope of work, like you asked about, you know, bush installations, you asked about tree trimmings, you asked about, you know, some bigger retaining walls or bigger patios. I actually, because I grew up here and I'm from here, I know multiple, you know, tree guys, gardeners, concrete, big companies that can do the, you know, bigger retaining walls, the bigger patios, the driveways. And, that is something that I definitely pride myself in being able to not service fully myself, but because of the network that I have built in the community, I am able to, you know, help almost anybody with any needs, not myself, but I will give a great referral. And these referrals, I, you know, I trust with as much regard as myself.
Awesome, man. That's definitely a good thing. Now, what I'm also seeing here is soil, sand, mulch, and rock delivery. So you're delivering these things to your customers.
Yeah, I will do, so like if a customer, you know, needs more than the bags of mulch that they can pick up with their SUV and they want to, you know, a bulk delivery, I will, you know, drop off whatever, you know, gravel, mulch, soil, sand, you know, but I do not excavate. I'm not an excavation company. So I just have a dump truck that I can go to the supply yard with, pick up their, you know, requested product and drop it off at the requested designation.
Destination. Sounds good. Okay, now for your tree services, I do see shrubs you're trimming or removing. Is that still the
same? Yeah, I will do hedge trimmings, pruning, stuff like that on, you know,
smaller scale to large scale, you know, hedge trimming. So that's something I can definitely handle. I'm not afraid of heights, so I can definitely do that. So that is definitely a service that I provide.
You can provide. Perfect. Okay. Now, another tip that I'm going to give you here is looking on your Angie's List, your listing is pretty bare bones, right?
It is so bare bones. Yeah. It's sad.
We don't even have hours operations here. So
I'll be honest with you. The iPad that I told you that I got, when did we pick this up? Friday?
Yeah.
So we picked this iPad up Friday. Saturday, had no time to get to it. Yesterday, just downloaded the Angie's app. And I guess that's just the way it
works. So the way that works, these guys, they don't go in there and like put all that info in there for you. Like with us, that's why I'm asking you for all this info. You're not going to have to go in and punch in your hours of operation and all your services. I mean, I'm going to do that for you, right? Your team is going to do that for you. So what I did is I already took some of the services off of here, but I also listed some of the ones that we've talked about. So this is what I've gone through, right? Just through our conversation. I have lawn care landscaping. We have weekly and biweekly lawn care. We have mulch installation. We have hedge trimming. We have yard cleanup, leaf removal, stonework, retaining walls under 50 feet, natural stone mason. So that's going to be our preferred medium. We have small patio under 150 square foot. We're also doing concrete with interlocking pavers for patios, walks, and steps. And you will install for businesses. You're doing landscaping, soil, sand, mulch, and rock delivery. For tree services, we have shrub trim or remove for businesses, and we also do hedge trimming. That kind of sum up your scope of services. Am I missing anything here?
Nope, that hits the nail on the head right there. One thing I should let you know, our slogan is we cut grass with the same energy that grows it.
Gotcha. That's what I was going to come to next. I was just about to ask, do you have any solid call to action or a mission statement? Okay, so here's our slogan. Would this be more your mission statement or like a call to action? Like when you talk about mission statement. Perfect. Okay. That's a good one.
The mission statement is definitely we cut grass with the same energy that grows it. The call to action, I don't have that yet, and I'm definitely interested in your take on this, considering that, you know, you've never worked with a unique landscape company like this. Would you, you know, considering my mission statement already has a little bit of the, you know, we cut grass with the same energy that grows it, would your call to action be more predicated on like the fact that we operate a lot quieter, or would your call to action try to be based on something that a typical landscaper would use for itself?
No, man, like your call to action is going to be, it's very unique, right? So like you said, when you see a yard company guy come up, and I'll be the first one to tell you, my guy, he's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but when he comes up, if I walk next to his truck, I can smell the gasoline. I can smell the oil. You know what I mean? Like it's from his gas cans. It's from his weed eaters. He's running all day. His lawnmower's right. You can just smell that.
Dude, you just taught me something I never thought I could advertise. I don't smell.
Yes. I mean, that's another one, right? Like get your grass cut without the smell. Like this is a whole new type of customer that you can unlock, right? That you're going to be able to tap into, and we're going to want, you know, solid call to actions and mission statements that all reflect what our business model is, because that's what your business model is. It's the fact that you're coming in with green energy. You're coming in quieter. You're coming in more efficient. You're not going to be out there wasting.
So I just thought this off the top of my head. For a call to action, get your landscape services without the noise, smell, and hassle of gas by the owner of the company.
Okay, let's
buy or buy an owner operator, maybe something like that.
Yeah, okay, so what we're going to want to do is get your land. Okay, so you said get your landscape done without the noise, smell, and what was that last part of the guest?
I said hassle. I don't know another word I could use.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to put this down and then we can do some, we'll do some brainstorming right now. So get your landscape done without the noise, smell, and hassle. Gasoline. Okay. Now, we also want to make sure that we don't turn off any customers that are big gasoline people, right? Yeah. So we don't want to be, I don't want to mess with this guy because he's just a green guy. But at the same time, we want to get all customers regardless, right? But we also do want to promote the fact that we are a green company. So what we want to picture that as is thoughtfulness, mindfulness. We're mindful of the community. We're mindful of, so basically you're handling the grass, you're handling obviously the earth, and we're mindful of it at the same time. So we want
Once you say that after, get your lawn cut without the noise, smell, and hassle of gas, buy local.
Yeah, so what we'll do is call to action, we'll have all that, but like for your customers to know that you're the one servicing, we can put like a little biography section, right, on the website or something like that, where it'll say, meet our owner. You know what I mean? And it can have a little bit about you. Robert, okay. We can have the picture of your parents' house on the side. Robert's been in the community for this long, graduated from here, has been doing this. This is, his parents, they put a picture of the house. He prides himself in being able to service your property himself. So that way, we're making sure that things are getting done right. All those types of things, So we put in a little biography there. Everybody knows a little bit about you. They know, hey, the guy that's coming out to do my property is the actual owner. Yeah. So this makes a difference for me. So those
and
are all things that value when I do that website.
And I'm born and raised here. Like I graduated.
There's your call to action. There you go. Let's look. Okay. Let's right here. Call to action. Let's do born and raised.
Graduated here from Chesma Christian Academy, a local Christian school. I don't know if I should add religion to business, though.
Well, I mean, it's all good. I mean, especially when it comes down to, customers, they're going to respect your views as much as you respect theirs, right? I mean, if you put in that you went to a Christian school, that's no big deal. It's part of your autobiography, right? I don't think that's going to turn off a whole lot of customers to you. Born and raised, ready to service your lawn needs with mindfulness and power.
Hey, thank you for taking this amount of time with me.
This is what it's about. This is, literally, brother, that, like I told you, that's why I work for this company, because we're really in the business of helping business owners versus just saying, yes, we got another contract. No matter what, we're going to make this. No, we're going to put in work. We're going to build a relationship. Like, this is how it's done.
I know this is something that you probably can't control, but it's actually very relieving, because every time, because I've gotten at least probably 3 calls on average a day since I'd gotten the Angie leads for the Google ads people always calling me. And every time they've called me, I've been trying to tell them, I need data, information, this, and I get hung up on every single time. And it got to a point where I'm like, guys, please stop calling me. Guys, please stop calling me. And that's how I started the conversation out with, this call was like, look, I need time. I've already talked to one of you guys, but they were telling me that, the pay-per-lead thing, and, I have notes on that, and I was like, I need time to think about this, because, you guys aren't really providing anything, and all I have is some numbers, and that's about it. I get a hold of you, and you're, telling me everything I want to know, and gathering information here, and I have a good bit of notes here, from the 872 searches for lawn care, 722 searches for landscaping, 63 local listings,
For sure. I mean, it all comes down to you really understanding what we can do. And at the same time, not just understanding, but having a representative. I don't consider myself a salesman. I consider myself a business representative, right? I'm helping build businesses every day, because, like I said, in other positions where I was selling, contracts, and we were getting, customers to sign up, and no matter what, you're with us for a year, you're paying $1,800 to leave, $1,600, things like that. you'll hear a lot of sales pitches. You hear a lot of, I got to close you now. I got to do this and that, right? So it comes across very aggressive. The reason why I chose this company and the reason why I'm working here is because you can tell they allow me to really dive into depth about how I'm going to help your business. They're not telling me to get off the phone in 5 minutes if you say no. They're telling me, help this guy out. If they're having the conversations because they need you somewhere, find where they need you and let's, you know, excel on it. And I found it. This is where you need us, right? You need us with your marketing, your call to action, with making sure that we can reach your goals and how we're going to get to your goals. You know, now what I'm coming with right now is a solid call to action. Now, when we talk about born and raised, I mean, obviously it's in Pittsburgh, right? You're in Pennsylvania.
Morning.
I know you're in a smaller region. Yeah. Morningside. There you go.
Yeah, born and raised in Morningside, Pennsylvania.
Born and raised in Morningside. Graduate from what was your?
Cheswick Christian Academy.
There you go. Cheswick Christian Academy. All right, so I'm going to read it again. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done with it. We'll see how it sounds. Okay. Spell your name for me one last time, Robert. Your last name?
Last name? F-R-I-E-L.
Friel. Robert Friel. Okay. Robert Friel, born and raised in Morningside, graduated from Cheswick Christian Academy, is ready to service your lawn needs with the same mindfulness and power. Let's see here. So we have mission statement. We cut grass with the same energy that grows it. So with the same mindfulness and power, okay. Okay, Robert Friel, born and raised Morningside, graduate from Cheswick Christian Academy, is ready to service your lawn needs with the same power that grows it.
Can we do energy?
Okay. With the same energy that grows, that's a good one. There you go. The same energy that grows in. We use natural, quiet equipment. So, yeah. Robert Friel, born and raised in Morningside, graduate from Cheswick Christian Academy, is ready to service your lawn needs with the same energy that grows it. We use all natural and quiet equipment to be efficient and take care of the same environment that we service.
Sound good to me?
Sounds solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it lets them know with a quick rundown in a small paragraph, you're the one that's going to be servicing it, where you're from, who you are, and basically what our motto is. We're out there to be efficient, quiet, and make sure we're covering, you know, your lawn care needs, and it's being powered by solar energy, right? So that's obviously coming across clear without being overbearing, right? Good stuff there. Right. So we got all that information. And so that's the scope of services. Now, what we do with the scope of services, we'll run them through analytics. They're going to find all the best keywords and phrases that are being used in your area for these services, and that's what we'll turn on for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now we're getting to the very end where we're able to go ahead and start setting up payment details. Robert Friel. Okay. Now business phone, we have 412-529-1945.
Yep.
Okay. Billing address.
1724 Chislett. That's spelled C-H-I-S-L-E-T-T. Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15206 is the zip code.
15206. Okay, so I have 1724 Chislett Street. That's in Pittsburgh, PA, 15206.
Yep.
Okay, and we're using a Master, Visa, Discover, Amex?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
4034-8600-0481-8265.
Okay. Inspiration?
1226.
December 26. Okay. Security?
284.
Okay. So I'm going to read it back to you just because once I save it, it all exits out. So I just want to make sure I got it correct. So we have a Visa. It's going to be 4034-8600-0481-8265.
Yep.
Okay. We have December of 2026 and 284 is our CVV.
Yes.
Okay. 1 second here. The next thing I'll need is the best email address for the business that we're going to be able to use, like, for secondary communications.
solarlandscaping22@gmail.com.
So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to send you out that calendar invite. Now I'm going to pull up the calendar and see what we got available for tomorrow. Now that'll be a 30-minute phone call. If you're available, if you'd like to place an authorized user to take that call for you, it'll be up to you. I'm already going to fill in most of, well, all the information we took in today is already going to be on the profile, right? So they'll have all that. Now they may need to ask you a few questions here and there, you know, about, you know, different keywords, obviously geofences, things like that, right? But you won't have to be in front of a computer or anything. As long as you got your flip phone with you, we'll be able to take care of it.
Cool.
Okay. What time works for you in the morning? Or would you rather have it in the afternoon after lunch?
In the afternoon after lunch would be ideal.
Okay. Let's see what we got available. Okay, so it looks like you're about 3 hours ahead of us. So what you're going to see is, let's see, if you're 3 hours ahead, if I give you a call at 3, that'll be 6 p.m. your time. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll get you down here. Let's Robert Friel.
Should I download the app?
Yes, if you should have already gotten a few text messages, right? So feel more than welcome to go ahead and download that one. And that's going to be your Google Business Analytics dashboard.
All right. So I got the text, but I can't see them. But I downloaded the app while we were talking. on the iPad. So it asked me for my phone number.
There you go.
Send this code. Now just agree to all this stuff, pretty much.
And that's pretty much everything that we went over that'll be sent out to you in writing. So yeah, you can click those boxes for me. That'd be great. So that way all of that's ready to go for our client onboarding. Shorten that process as well.
No reason.
And I just sent you out your calendar invite. So you should be getting out right now too. So you'll see myself, you, and then you're also going to see our client onboarding team. Right, with our client onboarding team, usually it's like Nikki or Evan. But what I do is I'll call you first tomorrow, and then I'll introduce you to them, and then I'll let you pass you over and kind of let them finish up from there.
All right. How?
And well, I'll be the first one, man, to welcome you to Local Splash. I'm really excited to be able to work on this campaign. I think it's going to be a great look on the website. I think the promotion through all of the, the solar actions and everything that you're doing for your environment down there, it's going to be a good deal to promote in your area because you're going to be the only one doing it. I've already looked in your area. Nobody's got the slogan you got. And when people start catching on and seeing that, there's a lot of people right now that they love the whole green idea, right? Definitely we look for you guys to take off. It's gonna be good, and at the same time it'll be sad, right? Because I know our services work, and I know that we're gonna get the job done for you. And once we get you to your goal, I know we'll have to part ways there. But I'm excited to be able to get you to your goal, man. I feel like you deserve it, Robert, and it's a great opportunity for you, brother.
I'm trying to agree to the receive messages and
mm-hmm.
It's like not. There we go.
Yeah, when you put in your name, make sure you put in your name exactly how it's listed and stuff. Because if it doesn't match up, it won't let it go forward.
So after I hit that, do I hit the send like at the bottom? Because this is like, I guess, a contract thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. You want to hit that send? I was just about to ask. Which one are you on?
And who do I send it to?
It's asking for an address. Is it asking for an email, or does it just say submit?
It doesn't say anything, but at the bottom of the page, there's like that arrow thing where you can like send it.
Okay, and that's for your terms and conditions?
Yeah.
Just click send, and it should come right over to us, especially if you're in the app.
Sorry.
Good, don't worry. I'm working it on the account.
This is so confusing. Yeah, it's not even letting me do that.
Okay, what is it not letting you do, brother?
It's not even letting me click it now.
To send?
Yeah, like it's not even letting me click any. Oh, finally. Okay, I can click it again. Let me see if it will let me send it this time.